bombardment of the Gaza Strip. The Hamas-run health ministry claims that more than 5,000 Palestinians have been killed and over 15,000 wounded. More than 1,400 Israelis have been killed since the October 7th surprise attack by Hamas on southern Israel. And Israel remains poised for a ground invasion of Gaza, but the order hasn't come yet. At a joint news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the Israeli military's war with Hamas will not be short.
Hamas is responsible for civilian casualties, but we will do every effort to avoid them to fight this war as speedily and as rapidly as we can, but it could be a long war. When this is over, the people of Israel will rebuild their communities, and the people of Gaza will no longer live under Hamas tyranny.
Two more hostages were released by Hamas overnight, two elderly Israeli women whose husbands remain in captivity, for a total of around 220 hostages still in the hands of Hamas. At a news conference, Sharon Lifshitz, the daughter of 85-year-old Yochaved Lifshitz, who was released, says the conditions and treatment during her mother's time with Hamas were fine, although she was beaten during her abduction.
She's telling us about sharing food with the people, that the people, when she first arrived, they told them that they are Muslims and they're not going to hurt them, and that they ate the same food that the Hamas was eating.
For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Suspected Islamist militants killed at least 26 people in an attack in the town of Oicha.